So now let's talk about hidden influences. So you can actually do a card reading on hidden influences, and I'm just going to do one right now. So I will pick a card for everybody and say, what are the hidden influences when at the moment that you watch this video? This will be fun because it's for everybody and everybody's going to experience it in a different way. Okay. So what are the hidden influences right now for us, for me, for you, for whoever's watching, as to help us find a way out of a quagmire of dominant energy that we can't put our finger on, whatever. So like, what are the hidden influences? So I'm going to pick a card. How do we find the hidden influence? Ooh, we're going on a treasure chest. Treasure hunt, not chest. Orphaned. Oh, wow. You can't make this up. I love this. Okay. All right. So then I'm like a kid. Okay. Orphaned makes perfect sense. When we feel alone, the hidden influence for when we go off track is when we are disconnected from spirit. This is the perfect answer for everybody. When we forget that spirit is our co-creative partner, when we forget that well-being and abundance is the law of the universe. Last week, remember we talked about the law of infinite potential and the fact that that there is everything always for everyone, right? This is the law of abundance. So when we have forgotten that, when we see ourselves as in a separated universe, that is a hidden influence. That's a big one. And that's actually the biggest one for all of us to remember that we are not doing this by our little selves. Our small self is not in charge. When we think that's the only one that counts, that's when we're all in trouble. I'm dying to hear what you have to say about that. All right. More. Let's talk about more. So, the past, of course. So the small self is identified by the past. Now, let's say you have something unresolved around the question. So the question can't be answered until you resolve the past. All right, so what in the past? And that is a question that you can ask. So you can just pull one card. What in the past do I need to resolve in order for me to have a holistic experience for the highest good of all, moving forward to my unique, authentic, inspired life? Because that's always what we're asking about, right? Like moving forward to more of me. So let's pull another card generally for all of us on this one. So what in the past do we need to see or resolve in order to be fully engaged in our partnership with spirit? Okay, here we go. That's not for you. Okay, so this is hilarious. Alrighty then. So the not for you card here is all about us looking into our past and seeing what was denied us as rejection is God's protection. So if we come across something, like if our past is unresolved about, like if it's preventing us from moving forward, it's because we haven't dealt with what we didn't get. In other words, if we pursued something in the past and we didn't get it, we have to look at that. We have to look at divine appropriate timing. All those things that whenever we have moved towards something with too much attachment and it has been refused us, that's the area we need to take a look at. Every one of us. And that's so true. Can't make this up. I love these cards. So you may not think that this is dominant energy. Well, of course not, because it's actually not something that you notice. But the card is telling you, right? In this case, the card is saying you have to clean up your past, the things that you didn't get, the things that were refused you. And when, you know, the divine appropriate timing piece, like I want what I want when I want it. And I'm sure many of you have this when you look at your past and say, right, you know, if I'm moving into this new area of my life, where has this been denied me? Where have I, you know, made my light go down in order to belong, etc. It brings up so many questions. So this dominant energy is hidden from us. So this is why we kind of have to play around a little bit and percolate, So if this question that I'm asking doesn't really make sense and it's not answering me, what could it be? What could it be? So this is how we would play around that asking. Is it the past? Am I attached to an outcome? Am I frustrated? Am I over-identified? And this is all on the PDF that I have here. So That is why dominant energy is so important for us to have clarity. That's the whole point of dominant energy, to understand that when we wear the world loosely around our shoulders, we then become powerful co-creators, because then we are, it's like we are in that obvious partnership with spirit. When we're clamped down and over-identified with the small self, the past story, the narrative that doesn't belong to us, like the world's narrative, your husband's narrative, somebody else's, like whatever has been on your, in the back of your mind. You know, we say that all the time. What's in the back of my mind? And then we want to bring it forward so that we have clarity and that we're actually manifesting, because we don't want to manifest wishy-washy. We want to have a clear manifestation of what spirit has in mind for us, that the form will match the essence. And if our essence of our dominant energy is unclear, then we're going to get unclear results. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. No. You get the picture. We'll see you next video.